Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup PGA. Final thoughts for the Valspar Championship. Starting tomorrow, we got March Madness rolling. We got match play next week, which is by far Gup's Corner's A, most profitable, but B, pretty solid floor week. Working through some things late last night, this morning, making sure we're prepped for that in our lineup optimizer. It basically gives you the ability to, it may not build all the lineups you were requesting because you still have to build the proper player pool, but it guides you in that, and it every lineup comes out is guaranteed to be at least have a chance at 6 of 6 in the Elite Eight and all four in the Final Four. So it sets you up. Still got to pick the right people, have the right combos, all that kind of stuff. But it's a unique feature in there that we've built a few years ago, and we keep enhancing it. Last year, I think it was the best we had. It's all locked and loaded, ready to go. We just need the bracket on Monday. Then you can start building away. It's obviously not a big content week next week because it starts Wednesday. Brackets come out, I think, later Monday afternoon, something like that. And there's really, I mean, yeah, there's some player stuff. You can look at some data and all that, you know, matchups, what they've done here and there. It really, to me, it just comes down to, you know, comfortability in the player pool, who you want to take, and being able to build the right lineups. We have a ton of people that only build 20 max, all that kind of stuff, 50 lineups that week. And most of it's because of that. So that's an awesome feature for us. If you want to come check it out, great time now to sign up because you'll get this whole week free. So, I mean, unfortunately, I wouldn't want you to just stay for free and leave. But if you sign up today, you're going to get 7 days free. So you'll get today's content for Valspar. You'll get, you know, all of our other content throughout the week, NBA, all that stuff. And then you'll also get to use that lineup generator and stuff next week. And then if you wanted to leave, you can leave. Hopefully you'd like to stay. But you can use players. That gives you 30% off any package, a week, a month, an annual. If you have not been a prior member, you get the 7-day risk-free trial included. If you have, it'll just start right away. But still, you get a week free. I mean, you get a week there if you want to use that. If you only pay for a week, that's fine. But it's a good week to try it out for sure. And then if you want to do like a monthly, you know, you get your free week, you get a month. That's going to get you all the way through the Masters, RBC Heritage, which is an elevated event this year, and stuff like that. So perfect timing if you want to come check out the stuff we got. We did drop the beta version of the model builder and live tournament tools last week. That'll be a continued increase in improving those products all the way through the Masters and beyond. But our goal is to have most of all the enhancements to those new tools. And you can still click back and go to the old versions for now if you want to get comfortable and just try out both, also out there in the tools packages. So come join us out. Come check us out if you'd like to. Rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be doing giveaways for the Masters. Free giveaways. We'll do the big March to the Masters promo that I'll start next week. But for the free giveaways, rate and review us on iTunes. That gets you in there. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Like the video. And then in the comment section, tell me who you think wins this week's Valspar Championship. Every time you leave a comment, that gets you in as well. Listener League is almost full. I think it's like 80%. This is mid-morning-ish Wednesday, early morning Wednesday. Try to have this out early afternoon. You got some things I got to go run errands, stuff like that, real work, day job work, and then come back. I'll edit it up and get it out during my lunch break. So look forward to that. Let's get to the final thoughts. That's what you're really here for. Man, the wind, the weather's really going to be be interesting to hear all the conversations today, all the live chats. You know, there's many around the industry. I mean, I will continue to monitor this, and then, you know, I'll be stepping away for a good part of the day, which really won't matter except for the premium content will come out a little bit later. But I think the community is aware that anytime there's a strong chance of doing heat maps, which I do anytime we have this kind of setup, I wait as long as possible as I can to still give good quality content and time, but still give you enough time to build. Especially, I know everybody's going to be looking at brackets tonight. You wake up in the morning, your golf locks. You still got 3 or 4 hours probably after that before your brackets lock. But it does look more increasingly like PM, especially the later you go off Thursday, AM will be the best of the conditions. with the emphasis being that Thursday afternoon really looks like, especially the last call. Remember, we got daylight savings time now, so call it from last 4 hours or so just looks perfect. You know, I mean, looks 3 to 5 mile an hour, very no gust over 8, 9. I'm looking at 3 or 4 different sites, all different. You know, you merge that together. Whereas Thursday morning, you got, you know, constant winds aren't bad, 12 to 15, but you got 20 to 25, few 30 gusts. So, and then Friday looks about neutral. The morning could have a little more gust, but maybe a hair less steady winds. But if I get my guys that played so, you know, in the best conditions Thursday, even if they're neutral all the way across Friday, now I'm getting Friday AM guys who generally we like AM better, especially showdown type stuff. It'll be hard for me to go to much AM PM. We'll get to the big quandary on that here in a second, but that's where I'm leaning now. I definitely will have everything updated for the premium members like I do each and every week. But when we do heat maps, I think we have an advantage there over most. Trending to be the highest zone. This is kind of the big, you know, big asterisk mark for me is, so the 5 highest zone I have right now, trending, you know, JT, Suh, Hadwin, Clark, and Spieth. Only one of them, Clark, is what I consider the best part of the draw right now, PMAM. Now we know, you know, if you just go by history and we go by, we think everybody's in our bubble and everybody listens to it and everybody's going to be PMA. I mean, it just won't be that way. I know Tambo and Kenny talk about this. I've talked with it. You know, Tam and I have talked about it before. It, you know, very few, less than 10% probably will truly do all 6 PMAM. You'll still have guys go, I'll take my 5 and then I'll sprinkle in a few. Maybe I do at least 4 guys PM. And if I get some AM PM in there, it is what it is. Because we know it's impossible that all of the guys that make the cut are going to come from the PMAM. There'll be some guys. Picking those guys and picking and choosing, especially in golf, is extremely tough. The hard part is a lot of the key guys that people want, you know, Thomas, Griffin, Spieth, was Keegan. Keegan's out. Hadwin, Woodland's up there in ownership. Suh, who I mentioned. Sam Burns, 2-time defending champ. McCarthy's getting some Steve and some love, especially with Keegan out now, are all AM, PM. So ultimate kind of, I mean, if you want to go PMA right now, it truly makes you different, you know, in general, because the ownerships could get tweaked, and obviously I'll finalize mine later, but they won't be as far off as what people think. It's not like people are just not going to play JT and Spieth. They're going to play them still. Will they get a little bump down as it starts, if we get a lot of steam on the PMAM? Could, for sure. We had this kind of deal at Southern Hills last year at PGA Championship, and people still play the guys from the opposite side, I can't remember which one it was, quite a bit. You know, they just sprinkled in where they wanted. JT was one of them, fairly still owned, and he came out of the wrong side of the draw and won it late. But now a lot of the other guys that were up there, albeit, you know, were the good side. Majority were. So it just matters how you want to go and how much confidence you have in it. There is no rain or anything like that in the forecast that would, you know, move this thing around a la the Players last year or something like that. Now, Saturday, we have potential for rain, but Thursday, Friday, I don't see that. I think they'll play just as normal. So I think we can trust it. We just got to see how much you want to believe in a type of situation. Potential sleepers low owned for me. I like Luke List. All these guys are 5% or less-ish or right around there, 5-6% or less. Molinax, Pearson Cootey, I'll continue to play him. Nick Taylor, Eric Cole, moving up for me. These are guys I already like them a little more because they're on the right side of the draw. Fleetwood, Vegas, Harmon, Bramlett is a guy that's moved up for me quite a bit. Got good deep dive course history here. Not overall finishes, but the key things I'm looking at, the pieces are there. It's got a good side of the draw. Kenny Putt, probably what it comes down to. Guys that are faded moving down for me, obviously a lot of the AM, PM are going to be guys I stay away from just naturally right now. Good change. I doubt it. We still got, you know, what? A long time before lock, but call it 12 to 14 hours before most people tonight are putting it. So we'll see what it looks like. It really hasn't changed much all week, though. So it doesn't give me I feel like it's going to be about what it is, but we'll see. I may pick a few out of the AM, PM. You know, I'll see how that rolls. But some of the higher owned that I can naturally just get leverage on, JT, Suh, Hadwin, probably going to move those down or out of the pool and just take my chances there. Staying strong, I like Clark, Fitzpatrick, Rose, Hickok. Leverage plays, Harmon and McCarthy right now are the lowest owned up top. I think both, or at least McCarthy, will get a good, decent little bump because of Harmon could be because he's quote-unquote on the right side. McCarthy was already trending to be higher owned, and he's right there around where Keegan was. So you could see that. 8K range, I think Mav or Poston are two low-owned guys. I know Mav is in the wrong side. I am not from – let's see. Poston. Yep, both of them are in AMPM. So probably not going to see – there's probably still good leverage plays, you know, if you want to go that route. Links in the description for Underdog and Prize Picks. Dollar-for-dollar match up to $100. Underdog has their big majors best ball out now. Basically got, what, 3 weeks from today will be the night before the Masters. So we got 3 weeks to get best ball drafts in for that. $500,000 in prizes, $10 to get lineups in there. They have a $3 one too if that's not your price point. They always have the Thursday three putt. I kind of like doing those if I have time. I doubt I'll have time this week because of all the March Madness stuff going on. But if I do have time, I like to get in those and stuff like that because hardly anybody's going to be drafting, or they may have already drafted before understanding the weather draw. So I'll just put a little player pool together of all the PMA or PM guys I like for tomorrow especially and do that Thursday three putt. It's a good thing to do. Get you a free $100 if you want to do dollar for dollar match. GUP is the code in the links in the description. Same for Prize Picks. My four picks for Prize Picks tomorrow. I'll have these out nightly as well with my matchups. I like Clark over Burns, birdie or better. Fitzpatrick over Ryder, birdie or better. Harmon over Nico E. I'm not going to try to say his last name. I'll butcher it. You'll see it in there, though. Birdie or better. And then I like McCarthy over 71 for round one. So those are my four favorites. You can throw two of your favorites in there. It could be any other sport or golf. Get you a 6 of 6 and 25 to 1 your money on that. My one and done right now, my final five that I'll be choosing between Fitzpatrick, Fleetwood, Rose, Clark, and Harmon. Don't forget, players, 30% off, locked in for life anytime you want it or anytime if you move up. So say you want to try out for a week, you move up to a monthly, you still get 30% off the monthly. If you try monthly and go, man, I love this place, it's going to be great, you get 30% off the annual if you want to move up then. That will prorate you and move you up. It's easy for you to do on our portal. Looking forward to tonight, today, the basketball all weekend long. Then we roll into one of my favorite weeks of the year on DraftKings, especially match play. So have a good Wednesday, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks.